Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, the big Goulburn Cup, a race worth $150,000, is on Sunday. It's a huge day. The nominations closed this morning at 11 o'clock. Just a reminder there for owners and trainers, 11 o'clock nominations close for Sunday. They've got some mighty ambassadors. Munsey, yeah, Glenn Munsey's an ambassador. And so too is our next guest. Jared Croker is online. Morning to you, Jared.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Mate, it's not only a footy season you're getting used to now, it's promoting racing.
Yeah, straight into the race promoting, mate. It's a good day out. I'm looking forward to it, actually. I've managed to get out there for Ladies' Day a couple of weeks ago, and it was a really good day, so I'm sure Sunday will be the same.
Yeah, it will be. It's always, the lawns and everything there, on a clear day, it's just a beautiful track.
Yeah, it is. And they've got it spot on too, mate. It was in peak condition there, like I said, 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure it'll be the same this weekend. I think the weather's meant to be fine, so it should be good.
Now, of course, you're with the Canberra Raiders. Do you get home much to Goulburn?
I do get back a little bit, mate. It's only, 45, 50 minutes down the road. So I tend to get home a little bit. All the family and friends are back in Goulburn. So I do spend a little bit of time there, mate. So it's nice and close for me. I'm really lucky in that regard.
Yeah, you're so right. It's not far. Can I ask you about your horse interests? TK and Laurie Daly were on earlier, obviously, on the Big Sports Breakfast. And they said that you had 14 or so horses. Is that right?
I've got a few. I've got about 10 paces at the moment, trotters with the Hewitts in Goulburn, and they fill up a fair bit. I've also got three gallopers as well, two in Goulburn and one up on the Gold Coast. So I think it's back down to 13 now. I think we had to retire one of the paces there not long back, so down to 13, I think.
Is it a case that it got away from you?
Oh yeah, a little bit. The good thing is with the paces, they sort of. Most of them are pretty much paid for himself in prize money, which is pretty handy. And the gallopers are locally trained, like I said, two of them with Paddy Murphy and Tash Burley out there. So they're going really well as well. They're both in the paddock at the moment, but they're both pretty promising horses.
Because you've got I know we're here to talk about thoroughbred racing, but you've got some nice paces. Our Triple Play is one that's going around at the moment for you.
Yeah, he's been going around Menangle the last couple of starts. He's actually in again this weekend. He's back in grade. He's a couple of, two or three starts ago, he was up racing against Tiger Tara, and that's made it pretty tough for the little fella. But he's won three or four Group 3s with us. He's won the Sydney Cup Group 3 in Brisbane through the winter. So he's a good little horse, mate. He's a tough little thing. And probably one of our better ones. We've got a few nice ones in the paddock. So hopefully they're starting to come back in and get ready to go as well.
And, mate, on your gallopers, Territorial is that one with Tash Burley there at Goulburn. It's capable. It's come to town a little bit and ran pretty well for you.
Yeah, it has. It's a bit disappointing for Territorial. He's out now. He had a bit of a clean out in his knee. I think he's all recovering from that. But he was in those nominated for those highway races there throughout the season, and he was absolutely flying. But we just kept getting heavy tracks, and it was... we had to keep scratching, and eventually we just raced him on the heavy to see how he went. And I don't think he really enjoyed it, to be honest. So it was disappointing not to get him a nice track in those conditions. But he's a nice horse, mate. And we also got Napoli as well, who's showed a bit of promise. He's a little bit raw. He's out of Schnitzel, but he's a little bit raw as well. But he had some promising starts for us. So hopefully both of them come back nice and strong.
Now, you're obviously into some training, but you're going out Sunday. Now, what have you got to do? Because Munsey, don't let him control the microphone, Munsey, because you won't get around it, Jared.
Oh, no, I'm not actually sure what I've got to do yet. Paddy Murphy's sort of on the end of organising all that as well, so it could be anything, to be honest.
Yeah. You're happy to do anything, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be right, mate. I'll be out there amongst it all.
Yeah. And how's the pre-season?
Yeah, good, mate. It's been pretty tough. We went back 1st of November, so we've been back for a couple of weeks now. And the boys are all good. A lot of young faces in there. We've still got a lot of about seven or eight international boys who played in the international games at the end of the season. So they're not back till after Christmas yet. So there's a lot of young faces in there. But it's been pretty tough, mate. I've actually got a day off today. I've been sent up by the NRL to promote the Magic Round. So Just landed in Brisbane, so it should be a nice day up here too.
Yeah, no, you're getting around, but obviously you're one of the experienced that's going around in the game, so you've got to get out there and spell it. But, mate, have a terrific day. I know that Glenn Munsey, we have fun with Muns, but he'll be fantastic out there. And I know Wendy Walter, wife of Guy, is another ambassador for the club there on Sunday, and it'll be huge. Let's hope the weather's perfect for them. And as I remind participants again, the owners and trainers, nominations closed this morning at 11 o'clock, so let's hope the entries are strong and everyone can have a beauty. Thanks for joining us, Jared. Good luck with your horses.
Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers.